the voice of the Rambam, which is right in the other chazak, which writes in the other chazak, Soida Teira. Who is the man? Who am I? Who are we? What is the man? In the time in the Bria, which you just learned in the Sefer Bereishis, Kurvok is explaining the process of the creation. Everything was created instantly, without any explanation. Yomer Tim Hashem said, "Tzitzos nefesh chayah, let the earth give out the animal." V'yichen, so became, all will become full of animals. Tzitzos h'pri, let it become trees. V'yichen, so it became everything. Omar Be'e, he just said it became. They came to create man. Torah goes into details. Spends two psukim first. Naso odo let we make man, and made in our image, in our form. And then there's a second verse. Yivro Elokim es ho'odam. Hashem had created that man, Betzalma in his image, Betzalim to Stamisa, Terem Elokim Boro Oysa, the image of God. He created him. And then later, the Torah goes into detail how the process of the creation of that man took place. It says, V'yitzer Elokim es ho'odam. Hashem had formulated and created the man. So V'yitzer two yuds, two yitzirot, two creations. Ofer me'adamo, earth from dust from earth. That's the body of the man. And then when the body of the man was completed, the physical man was completed, the yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, Hashem blew into him a neshama, which is a life. It means chelek lekayim lomar. God is the living God, the existing God. Nothing exists outside of him. Kaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a part of him and blew it into this man. He ho odom. Now the man became nefesh chay, a living nefesh. A nefesh with lips. The Targum says ruach memalah, spirit he talks. So who is the man? Is the man the golem, the physical man, the ofer me'adamo? No. Is the man the neshama? Also not. A combination of both. Hashem had made the man, the physical man. Then he blew in a neshama. And this combination came out a third production, which is called Vihi Ho'odam. Now the man became nefesh. Became nefesh. Now I said, to the point where without tarichus, father and the mother getting together, and they're giving birth to a child. The child was born from a father, from a mother. But once he's born, he's independent. He doesn't need no father, no mother. Father and mother could leave. And he's staying. But exactly, the father and the mother of the man, of the nefesh, is the ofer and the neshama. They came up, they came together, and for the production of together, combination of both together, we are that formulated the nefesh. That nefesh is an independent being. It does not need anymore, not the body, it does not need the neshama. There's going to come a time that I'm quoting the Rambam. The Rambam said that the body always needs the neshama. Without it, it doesn't exist. The neshama down here has no achiza, has no holding down here, unless it's connected to a body. The minute is separated, the neshama goes back where from he came to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the body goes back where he came, offer atel, offer tosh, goes back to dust. But the nefesh remains. He's a child. He remains. So who are we? We are nefesh. We need a body. We need a neshama. Today, we use the body and the neshama together to load and to complete the nefesh. But once we loaded the nefesh, whatever that is, the body goes back where it came, the neshama comes back where it came, and it remains. And this is what we are. So says the Rambam, we are called nefesh, nefesh or ruach, the same thing. It says nefesh chayo, and the Talmud is ruach me'ale. Spirit he talks. Now the body exists from food, from oxygen. It can't survive without it. I mean, what is maintaining? What is loading? What is charging the existence of the body? It's food, it's water, and oxygen. What is giving loading the neshama? We don't know. It's elokus. Doesn't it? It's elokus himself. It doesn't have to be loaded. It's elokus. It goes back to part of God himself. Chelet elokai mimar mamash. Elokai neshama shenosatu bi, the neshama which put into me, with the mid and nefesh. Torah is the pure. independent, does not need anything. What operates, what maintains the nefesh? What is my life essence? What is my substance? The body, I know what it is. Food, pleasure, whatever they feel, any animalism. The neshama, whatever, it's a lakus, godliness. What is the nefesh? What is the nefesh living? What is the nefesh experiencing? What is the nefesh producing? Just like in your body, if you don't feed them, it's undernourished. If a nefesh, if you don't feed them what the nefesh is made for, it's empty. What are you giving him? How is he maintaining? How is he self-productive? What is his existence when he is disconnected from the body and disconnected to the neshama? What is it? Says the Rambam, Deo, knowledge, thinking, information. And what is he? He is choosing what to do with the information. Does he reflect the body? Does he reflect the neshama? Does he reflect both? What is he? He's a thinker. He's a thinker, he's a chooser, and that's a Tzelem Elokim. Now Tzelem Elokim means, in literary translation, Tzelem is a shadow. Okay. What is a shadow? Does a shadow have any self-existence? No. What makes a shadow exist? It's a reflection of light, which the light wants, and otherwise when you're watching a movie, you're watching on a screen, you see the figure. Figure is nothing, it's nothing more than a shadow. What makes it exist? There's a projector who projects light through a film, and that puts a shadow on that. Comes out, that shadow is totally dependent on the projection of the light. We nefesh, we need a body. Body is something, it's a goyim, it's something. As long as he has the, eventually it evaporates. The neshama is of course elokus. We know what he is. What is the nefesh? He's a shadow. What is maintaining him? The Tzelem Elokim is a shadow of a kurbo who wants his existence. Kurbo wants his existence. Just if I want to show you a movie, I want to show a certain message, I'm producing a movie, and I have to produce that shadows on the screen should give you the message. So as long as I'm running the projector, running the movie, you have it. Give me some shadow of the projector, it just doesn't exist. We are being nurtured and energized from the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants us to exist. Therefore we have been called Tzelem Elokim. We live on Tzelem Elokim. We don't live on food. We don't live on neshama. The food, the body, and the neshama are the tools. What do we do with our nefesh when we are in time of production? After production, you have it. Whatever you recorded, whatever you photographed, it became ingrained in your nefesh. That's what you have always. In the time of production, as long as we are down here, and we have connected to the body and to the soul, now we're in the time of production. But when once the body is taken away, and the soul is taken back to God, we remain whatever we have produced. And that remains our accomplishment, that remains our production. With that we're going to continue to exist and enjoy. So let me quote first, because the Rambam, if making I want to show something he was Shumay Rambam. But he himself quotes Karsha Biat, like I said in Sayyid Atayr, who is the nefesh, so I'm quoting first the soul. So the Rambam was saying, Perik Dalan in Sayyid Atayr, Halokh. Nefesh Kalvosar, the nefesh of the man, Tsurosar, his existence, Shalotana came, which God gave him, with what does the nefesh express himself? Hadas Hayesele, the excessive knowledge, Hamitzur Venasha, which exists in his nefesh, and Odom in a man, who Tzuras Odom Asholem Medata, that is actually the design of the nefesh, which is complete in his das, in his knowledge. We have Das Yesele. Every product in the world has his das, what he needs to his das, okay? It's this empty recorder. Has his das to do. The malach has a das to be a malach, and the animal has a das to be an animal, but that's all. He's mukbal. He's limited to his existence. The nefesh, we have das, he said, we have excessive knowledge. We could go from extreme to extreme. You could destroy yourself, you could build yourself, you could become a malach, and you could become an animal. But our das, our knowledge, understanding, and depth is unlimited. We had the Nimrod, Yudeh, Ribbono, I know God, I know what Sabrina, but I rebel against you, it's a Terach, it's a Benoah, it's a Promovino, Ikinus Vaira. Our mind, our knowledge is unlimited. And that is the essence of the Nefesh. Das, Zotarama, this Das Yeseder, an excessive knowledge, you could go and you have a choice to maneuver and to use it to any direction you want to be. And whatever you use your Das in one of these, that's the substance of your Nefesh. You could become the lowest if you want, go down to the body and the lowest of animalism, and record on your Nefesh, on your shadow, recording grave, become lower than any animal. You could disconnect from all physicalness and become a Malach Elohim, like Hanoch became a Malach. Or you could exist, live body, soul together with Das and use it and utilize it and capture it, because that remains with you forever, which you're going to enjoy. And the only one who is enabling you to combine body and soul and use it is Torah. Torah is not son of Torah's MS, Torah of the truth. What is the truth? Truth is that from Aleph to Tov, all is taken in consideration, all is being used in a process the way Hashem wants him to want to do it. You know, so you could choose that as long I'm connected to body and soul, means as long we are alive, the Nefesh continuously uses the body and the soul to fill it, engrave it, record it, because whatever you accomplish in that Nefesh with your Das Yeseder, that's going to remain with you forever, 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 forever. Because that's what you are the other. So when you connect it to Tzelem Elohim, to the shadow of a Kodesh, that is a drama. But Tzura Zun Emre B'Toyro, and on this Tzura, this forum, if you're talking about this Nefesh, Nase Odom, let we make man, Betzalmeinu, in our image, could we say in our form, Kloime, Shetila Tzura, should have a form, Hayudas, which knows, if you want to know, Umaseges Hadeyos, and you could accomplish knowledge, She'elem Goylem, which haven't got any material thing to compare, Kamoy Amalochem, I'll not should go to such an area which you have no comparison. Es Machshava Tfisa Bachlal. Because when you're going to, when you're dwelling in the Das Torah, it's not something which is physical, it's something which is comparable. I mean, and this is it, and it says further, Epomim Rabbois, says the Rambam, and Niklos Ois Hatzula, Nefesh Veruach. Many times he called this Nefesh, Nefesh Haruach, Ruach Mamalef Ezerdem. Efikach Tzorek Lezor, Bishmoy Seshul Ita Otam Ben. Be careful about them, don't them. Most of us will make a mistake. Most of us call our nefesh neshama, which is not so. Neshama should be the same. Neshama should be sat to be. There's a me. Neshama put into me. Then vosh bevad neshama should also lead to din v'cheshbon. Really, the neshama does not give din v'cheshbon. Neshama is neshama. The nefesh gives din v'cheshbon. You say nefesh ruach neshama. Person means body, ruach, neshama. It's not true. Nefesh is nefesh. It's guf nefesh neshama. So therefore, Ram said, be careful. Don't be. So obviously, our nefesh we identify as many times we call him goof, many times we call him neshama. But neither neshama neither, it could be both. But to the ancient nefesh says further, this nefesh which we are, they are not mukhuberes miyisoides kedeshukwe. They are not dependent on foundations that the only thing exists. It doesn't come from the neshama, that he needs the neshama, like the neshama needs the body. The neshama needs the body, that obviously cannot be. The body needs the neshama. The nefesh doesn't need it. So where does he exist? Elu me'eis Hashem min ha-shamayim. The nefesh exists seen from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Tzelem Elohim. As Hashem wants me to be here, I'm here. A shadow. A shadow depends what is reflecting the shadow. Hashem is our reflection. He reflects us. He wants me. As long as he wants me, I'm here. When he doesn't want me, I'm gone. So where am I? I'm gone the way whatever it accumulated, and so on and so. This is what it, and he said, the fikah she'en is here, the neshama said, the nephew does not need the neshama. And he, what does he know? And he does, he knows, he knows things he's totally not dependent on any physicalness. He does, Boire Hakul. But made us flat, that remains whatever you accomplish now remains forever la oil malomin. Yoshua offer al oret. When you die, the earth goes back to the earth where you came from. Kishra like you was. The ruach, the neshama, toshu elokim ashen which was given. But you remain. So who is going to give din b'cheshbon? The nefesh. The Gemara also says ruchas mesap nefesh, not ruchas. So we are nothing more than nefesh. We're using the body and we're using the neshama to load and to energize with nefesh, to record with nefesh. Now, what is the tachlis? What is the purpose of that? So now we go to Hilchos Teshuva and the Rambam as follows. In Perek Ches, Hilchos Teshuva, what is our schar? What is our reward? So the Ha'olam Habo, the world to come, what? In the Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Ches, Halacha Beis. Very interesting with Rambam, the way he puts it down very simply. Ha'olam Habo ein bo guf v'kriya, the world to come. What is the world to come? The world, the real world. The world of eternity. We have to understand. Whatever Hashem creates is not temporary. Hashem is ever. His production is ever. His story is ever. Everything is ever. To get to that real world, we have to come into a temporary world. Just like a ubar, a pregnancy, it takes 9 months to develop his existence. But once he's born, he's a start life. We are here in a pregnancy. Haim Harasol. It's not a pregnancy. But we need to be born into the real world, world to come. Once we're there, what's going to be there? So to Olam Haba in Baguf, there is nobody in Nefoshes. Nefoshes are Tzadikim. Not the Nefesh of Tzadikim means those who accomplish the Nefesh, who maintain the Nefesh, who develop the Nefesh. They are there on the Nefesh of Tzadikim Bevat, below Guf, with nobody. Kemlach HaShul, just like angels. Therefore they have no body. There's no drinking, no eating, anything which the body needs. And they wouldn't have any sufferings, anything which the body has, like sitting and standing and sleeping, all of it doesn't exist over there. What do we have there? Ela tzadikim yoishvim v'atreseim v'roshem. Tzadikim, the righteous people, the sitting. So as Rambam said, this is Loshen. Sitting with no, they don't put any effort. They're menucha. The atroiseyam and the crowns is Baroshem is on the head. When the hand is with Yivashchina, you enjoy the shine, the radiation of the Shechina. They don't have to say they don't have to work. You just sit peacefully. Don't have to work. Don't have to toil. Chesed she'omrit atroiseyam Baroshem, the crowns are on the head. Look what he says. Very interesting, Baroshem. Kolayma means to say, over there, when we're going to be in trillion years from now, and enjoy something, like the Ramchal says, when we're going to be in Sanegal Hashem, when the Henoch Mesiv Shchonos, we have been created to enjoy Sabbat HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and then where would that be? Olam Habo. What will be enjoyed? The Kolayma, after Sem Hashem. Hadas Sheyedu, over there, we will have that knowledge that we will know there, should be glory because of the knowledge which we accomplish here, Zohu Lachai Olam Habo, because what will we enjoy over there, what you know today and choose to know today, and believe in it. Whatever we develop here, that's what we're going to have over there. Chen Zeh Shomer Tosem Bereshem Kloy Medar Shiyin Zohu Lachai Olam Habo. Who are Torah Shem, this is your crown, Ki Yine Shomer Shlema Vatov Shitala Imad, your mother crowned you with crowns. Are you oymed simchas oylam, the enjoyment of the every job on your head? This is going to be. Imam zeh she'omer in the head mitziv Hashem, we're going to enjoy. She yodin umasigin. We will know and we will reach the understanding. Mamitas at the truth of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. Einam yodin hem beguf. For long we are in the body, we can never know it. We're limited. We're blind. Over there we understand whatever we accomplish. What's up to the Rambam? The Rambam says very, very simply that we are whatever we think. We develop whatever we think. Whatever. In other words, any time when you vegetate and you don't think, you just vegetate. Your nefesh is not being loaded. Whatever you use your mind, and what you're learning, what you do with the neshama, what you do with your body, how do you use your body, what you investigate in body, Hashem gave us tools. And whatever you record in photograph, that's in such a way here, the development of that will be there. Let me give you a motion. I think everyone sitting here believes in the upper world. Up there. Hecholos, there's a Bezer Shalmada, there's a Gen Eden, there's a Gehenna, there's a Mishne Olman Shomet, Tzadikim, something. We're all going to get there. Do you have any idea how it looks? Do you have any kind of taste? Anyone ever came back, show you something, pictures, a movie, a recording, what's going on there? We have no idea. It's a Shiris Melochim singing. We know, we all believe it. But nobody ever came back and showed us a movie of that, right? Imagine one of us is given a visa. It's good because they say, you know what, we give you 1 month, you can come up in the upper world for 1 month. And everything is open for you. You could visit, you could enter, you could make sure bring videos, bring cameras, bring recordings, and don't lose any opportunity. Every picture which you shoot, every recording, everything which it is, up there is nothing more to do with it because it exists. But when you come there, you develop the pictures, you're going to sell those pictures, you're going to sell those movies, those discs. I think you're going to be the richest man in the world. Who would want to see what you accomplished? Now, this man has a 1 month time to be up there and to shoot pictures and record. Will he waste time on stupidities? Every moment is wasting time. He will do anything and everything just to shoot the other picture, other recording, other things. When he come down, now he could have like the mother of Moshe, many climbed Mount Everest and shoot a picture of the sunset, of the sunrise. He's killing himself to shoot a picture of the sunset on the top of the Mount of Everest, but you don't do anything with it up there. You have to come down, you have to develop it. Once you develop it, now you said something what you accomplished when you were up there. That's not emotional, that's an emotional. The real world is there, and we all belong there. Our nefesh is there. Hashem created us for there. We got a visiting visa to come down here for 80, 90, 100, 120 years. And you could record every moment and recordings and take pictures, which you can't imagine. You don't see the production here. And you go home, whatever you were thinking and using and engraving on your nefesh, that's what you're going to develop over there. And the development takes forever, deeper and deeper. In other words, we record. Just imagine hearing, imagine somebody discovered that somehow, miraculously, the Bekiva Eger gave a shear. It was recorded. You could get the disc of Bekiva Eger. How many times do you have to listen to understand the shear? How much preparation you would have to go into that? And Mamshum, the more you're going to go into the Sukkah, the more you're going to understand it. And never mind the Bekiva Eger, how about the Rashba and the Ritva, and how about the Bible, and how about the Bekiva? And how about Shlomo HaMelech and David HaMelech? And how about Kodesh Baruch himself? Lord Hashem Elokecha spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, gave him Kol HaTorah Kula. That recording is there. It happened in this world here. The nefesh of those generations recorded it. And they're developing it. What are we doing? We're also doing similar in the Rambam. We're recording something in nefesh. That's called the Day Yisera. We're shooting a picture of it. And that's what you're going to enjoy over there. That's what you're going to enjoy over there. But it comes out, that when we're being disturbed, that the nefesh is the goof, the body, the don't let them give. In the concentration camps, you by Hitler, in the Holocaust. So they took away from you the goof. So they took away a tool that you can't utilize in your nefesh. Not you say you have to have a sukkah, you have to have a matzah, you have to have a tefillin, you have to have a family life, you have to have a mikveh, you have to have everything what we do. Took it away from us. Or it took away from us in the Shema. They didn't connect it to Yisrael, they didn't believe in the whole thing. So when they attack the goof, or they attack the Neshama, you haven't got tools to activate your nefesh. You're innocent. But when they give you the goof, whatever you want, they give you the Neshama, whatever you want, why vegetating now? That's our time of the day. We have been attacked at Hashem Yishmur. that can be the mizvah. So the Torah is the blueprint of the world, and everything which you read in the Torah has to have a relevance of the time. It's just the mitzvah of learning Torah to know what is the Torah telling me. So we know Did Avraham Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he became the first Adam, Atem Kirim Adam? He was the first one who acknowledged that I'm a Nefesh. And there's going to be nothing in the world which I'm now going to use to enrich my Nefesh, to shoot other picture. And this is going to be after the same Bereshit, and this is what I take with me for the Oyer Manetzach and the world of eternity. Until Avraham Avinu discovered that, there was three major, I would say, earth-shattering attacks on the whole system. Once was Dor Enosh, once was Dor HaMavo, and once was the Dor HaFloga. Dor Enosh attacked the Neshama, and of course, Avodah Zarah. In other words, in order to deprive Avraham, don't become a Nefesh, don't become the Adam which Hashem created, you Adam the Nefesh Chaya, who became the first Adam, Avraham? He was the one who understood that ever you gave me the body and the neshama and the Torah, everything is here for me to utilize to shoot pictures, to develop that nefesh. He was the first one. But before him, the first thing they attacked the neshama, Enosh, avoid the zora, as the Rambam said. So the attack was on the neshama. Was it? Is it in the form of atheism, whatever that is? After that was Dor HaMavo. The physical body was attacked. So we have no body. And after that came Dor HaFloga, was the Nefesh attack, the Nefesh. After we survived the Enosh, we believe in the Neshama, and Noach HaTzadik survived the attack on the Guf, we justified our existence properly. So now the attack came, the Dor HaFloga, which the boat, the tower, meets it to attack the whole both systems together to deny the Nefesh. That was Dor HaFloga. And then Avraham Avinu recognized who he is. I always say that the Maral says no big things happen by coincidence. Every big thing has a meaning. We all are used to these terms, First World War, Second World War. They're present in the Third World War. The First World War was against the Neshama, atheism, the Dor Enosh, socialism, evolutionism. That was the first real attack started off. The Second World War was on the good. Hitler liquidated physically the Jews, whatever it is. Today, it's on the Nefesh, Dor HaFloga. We call it Sofeichot, the whole world is one language. Vodim Achodim, the Nefesh is the Ruach Memalolo. It's like the Loshen Tov, Loshen Hara. Nobody deprives us of the good. You could do anything what you want. Nobody deprives us of the Neshama. Could go in any direction. We're not in God's anymore. I mean, we don't realize we're so, I would say, irresponsible that we don't take unbelievable new events seriously to take charge. Bottom line, for 2,500 years we were in Golos. Golos means either the Guf, either the Neshama, or both together. The tekhtat of Torah, the Tana and the Torah, according to Mishnah Mikdash, or physically, oppression, killing, massacre, limitations. We were always discriminated. Can't we fear, can't we do? We were attacked. In other words, in order not to let our Nefesh do what he's supposed to do to prepare the Olam Habo for the world to come after the Sembel Hashem, they took away the tools. Either didn't allow us to practice the body, either in the effect of the Neshama, or both together. Just in our time, which we ourselves still witness, okay? Stalin took away the Neshama, Hitler took away the body, Zionism took away both, attacked us all around. What is today? Is anyone attacking you? Is anything being discriminated? Is anything eliminated? There was never a time in history, I claim it all honesty, in order to ask them to fear that I should be responsible for me, you have to give me the tools. If you deprive me of the tools, you can't penalize me. How come I didn't do what I'm supposed to do? Who had Bechira? Who was the first one, the absolute Bechira, that no outside circumstance forced him to go in either direction, chose himself what he wanted to be on him? It was on the mission before the head. Or the Rish was given all the information, was put in the best situation, in Gan Eden, in everything, and he was given a choice, don't eat from the tree of wisdom, because the day you eat, you have no nefesh. You die, finish, you're not my man. Did anyone compel them to do? No, himself. The Yitzhara, the Nochash was an outside factor, okay, tempted him, but who told him to listen? But was he forced to eat? No. That is Bechir. He's responsible. Because no outside circumstance forced him to eat away. Take a Jew who gave up Judaism. Because whatever went to the last goes. Can you be penalized? Any of our generation, young people, secular Jews, can you be penalized? Why secular? Why do you want? His grandfather was taken away. He was taken away either the Nefesh, either the Neshama, either the body. He was expelled and things like that. Of course, it was. So, Mashiach cannot come unless I have to regain my own Bechira and be responsible for my Nefesh totally and not to blame anyone, just myself. If I made it, I made it because Avraham Avinu did it. Avraham Avinu had the ability to be anything. He could be Terach, he could be Nimrod, he could be Noach. No, he chose to be Avraham Avinu. He made it. He didn't allow any outside factor to affect him. He had not the Bechira. So in order for us to bring Mashiach, we should deserve Mashiach. You have to deserve it, that you choose it. When we are not in a situation, why a child is put in a mitzvah? He has no choice. He's totally controlled by his physicalness. You have to be independent in order to make a choice. Somebody's honest, they cannot help it, you can't be responsible. So before Mashiach must come a time, as Odom Arishim was in Gan Eden, that everything is open available. You see the Nochosh, you see the corrupt world, what it gives you, what it doesn't give you. You see the Emes. Was there a time as our time of today that you see the whole shekel of the world is bankrupt, but they're all at mission? They have nothing what to tell you. And at the same time, you see the truth so beautiful, so clear as you see it today. And you see Baruch Hashem people, backgrounds of generations of assimilation, becoming young people, Bible choosers, because they choose that, they became Avraham Avinu. And from the nicest, beautiful families, for no reason, leaving. He didn't go to it, he got confused with ideology, he became a socialist, a Zionist. He just leaves it, just, I don't care. Shiras Libeza, that's our generation. We never had such a generation until Shlomo Melech Meshatay. Only times of Shlomo Melech says the Mavah, the closest time of Mashiach, because you have to understand it. In order for me to deserve Mashiach, I have to earn them, and I can't blame nobody, only myself. If I made them, I made my nefesh, I got them. If I don't made them, I'm responsible. Till now, it wasn't. I couldn't have them even if I wanted them, they didn't let me. And I couldn't lose them. Some people are forced to be the needs anyway, being controlled. You know, but there's somebody, just if somebody is an addict to physicalness, many people unfortunately fell into addiction to physicalness, and you're like, he loses his choice. He could also be an addict to spirituality. You come an anach, go to Uman, go to this, and get spaced out, and this, and you can't get disconnected even if you want. If you so, the neshama is also addictive. If it's not your choice, just like your physical body is addictive. You have to be free of all addictions. Use your mind, clear your mind. What does Hashem want from me? How do I accept my life? What I'm choosing, I'm choosing life. I don't let any outside factors make my choice. Like Odom Arishin in Gan Eden, and like Shlomo Melech Meshatay. In time of Shlomo Melech, the Jews were the top of the world. Everyone admired them. They had absolutely nobody's control. They had full knowledge, Shlomi, Echtam Shlomi Mekolotam. They had prophets like 1,200,000 prophets in Yerushalayim alone, Kedusha, Asura Nisim. And at the same time, they made the worst thing about the Zohar, Yerushalayim Hasnom, and they destroyed Mesam Mikdash. That was Bechira. You could become a Novi, and you become Oved Avoy Tzor, a Menashe Oved Avoy Tzor. Do you understand it? Well, just like you don't say, Odom Arishon, how can you choose what you chose in the Gan Eden, knowing, imposing on all humanity, losing your nefesh, losing your Odom, you're losing your title Odom, and he did it, he chose it. And Avraham Avinu came in, Ben Terach, and he chose to become nefesh, he became Avraham, El Shema, Yiborom, Bavraham, he became Avraham. So we see the greatness of us, that's what you have to acknowledge, the greatness of you, as Hashem says, don't blame nobody on yourself. You have all the choices. To become Avraham Avinu, have a choice to become a Noach, you have a choice to become a Nimrod. It's all up to you. But the circumstances have to be ready for that. Our time of today is ready for that. Therefore we could expect Mashiach. Because anyone to the world is open for you, you could go either direction. The God is accepting you, you could have everything, whatever the world has to offer, you could have them, you could be the first client, and nobody deprives you. There was never a time of such a freedom as you have today. But in order to have that bechir, you have to really think, really, really think. And you can see today the attack is on thinking. The attack is not on your goof, there's no prosecution, you're not starving. I say, even the old days when we were starving, when you were starving, went to sleep hungry, you couldn't think even you wanted to think. Today, nobody goes to sleep hungry. You may have chayvus. The one who can't sleep, the guy who owed you the money. But everyone eats and does. Hashem enables us to think. You have all the ability to think if you choose to think. And you could think the right things because everything is. This is what I'm telling you, I never heard it. It's a discovery of the Yonomi system around. There's information showering us with information, clarity, which a previous generation had not heard, says the Maldi Yonomi. Toiris Ovis. Toiris Moshe is how to be a Jew. Toiris Ovis, why to be a Jew. Do you choose to be a Jew because I want to be, or you're stuck in Judaism because you cannot be? And this is our main thing. In order for you to deserve Mashiach, we have to activate our mind, have fortunate and happy I am, I'm Jewish. Would I convert today? That's what Hanover teaches us. We sing it every morning in our davening. Ashreinu, matav chelkeinu, madem kodem leinu, mayo furish oseinu. Shemashkim eri paman roshma vavta. How fortunate are we? Are you really fortunate that you're Jewish? With all your problems that you have? The problem you have is not my fault, but I'm still happy being Jewish. I have problems of Eitra Mashiach, v'shom ravotcha. And that justifies why we wait for Mashiach. I want to be Avraham Avinu. That's what Yom tells to us. I will send you a note before Mashiach is coming. What will you teach us? Become of us. Become Avraham Avinu. It's not enough just to be a good Jew, practicing Jew. Zichur Toras Moshe Avdi. Become of us. Be fortunate. You think. Would you on your own today convert with all the promises you have? I said the world in a nutshell. When you say every morning, Shema v'haftar, good luck, I'm a Kabbal Olmachos Shemaim, what do you have to think? If you would have been today the most fortunate goy on the world, Noach Tzadik himself, Noach Tzadik told me, would you leave him with all the credit which he has, step into your own shoes of everything which you don't have? Would you? And if you say no, you're not happy being Jewish. We're not the Kabbal Olmachos Shemaim. You didn't develop your nefesh. You didn't choose your nefesh. You are because you're stuck in it. Very sad statement, I'm going to tell you. It's a very, very sad statement. A kid, a boy, 12-year-old kid, they were learning in a kid. And one child asked the Rebbe, why a goy could convert into Judaism and you have to love him, you have to like him, you have to be sagir? Why can't a Jew convert out of Judaism? Why can't he convert out? Why can't he get rid of it? It's not fair. A goy has a choice to be a Noah, to become Avraham. And once you're Avraham, you're born Avraham, you have no choice to become a Ben Noach. Where is Yoshe? One child has a question. What would we answer? The one, the top kid in the class, very innocently, naively answered, don't you understand? Don't you understand? If there would have been a choice for Jews to convert out, there would be no Jews left. Is that a true statement? Would you be in that group? He said innocently. Why? Because he saw and not happy Jews. How could Mashiach come? And now is the point to prove it. Because now you could leave. And you could go into the internet, you could lose, you know, you could vegetate. Because after all, my whole homework, which I have to do today to shoot pictures, and that's going to be my crown that Hashem is teaching me. I'm learning Gishtikul Rambam, I'm learning Gishtikul Gemara, which I don't begin to understand, I'm struggling. It says, everything which you touch and you photograph in Torah Hashem, Hashem is teaching you. You're going to get, clearly in years from now, you're going to get a Pirush and a Hezbollah in depth, Shoshanokah support. have no shot, I have no problem. What's the point? That's Toiras Hashem. This is called Nefesh. I'm learning Toiras. It's called Das Toiras. What is the Nefesh? Das. The only thing which energizes Das is Das Toiras. Doesn't say Das Tfilah, doesn't say Das Avoido, Das Mitzvahs, Das Toiras. Toiras is the food of the Nefesh. If you just say, if you can't learn, and a person was very, very tenderly ill and he couldn't concentrate, he couldn't say something and he was agitated, he says, just say, Allah, this is Toiras, says the God. We can't meet yourself in the middle of Toiras. And Hashem will give you the pension out of the base, and I give you forever. Don't meditate. Just like the body needs oxygen, the nefesh needs Toiras. This is the Tzelem Elokim. And of course, the more you learn Toiras, the more you want to understand. But you know, don't get discouraged, because it's not impenitent, and I forget it, and don't come. Don't worry, it's a keli. Therefore, a person has to finish out, even things which you don't understand. You have to go for everything, because this is what you're photographing with your nefesh. That's what you're getting here today. And Hashem is going, and that's what the Rambam says, that over there, at the Sender Hashem, that Hashem will teach you and develop that picture which you shoot the picture here. You just said that the Vatoya. Therefore, we see today the whole attack, which the world is attacking us. It's not our body, it's not our neshama. They let you believe in everything, let your spirituality, let your body, just don't think. Waste time. Hesach HaDas. That's our bechira. And therefore, when I just said, for other religions, the first one who really had bechira, because no outside factor forced him, but that's what I'm telling you. Ten da'atcho of the Calcutta. Pay attention, don't destroy my world. What does it mean? Pay attention. By stop paying attention, you're already destroying words, you're just agitating. Imagine you have a camera and focus and zoom and shoot pictures. The minute you don't focus, you don't shoot a picture, it's agitating. So big deal if I shoot a picture, I don't understand. You know what? That's going to be developed forever. So Shem says to other machine, turned out that there's nothing as precious today to capture ourselves as our nefesh. To think. Question, what do we have to think? What is the focus of thinking? And that's very simple. First, we understand, we accept what the Torah says. We accept this. I just said that the Sukkot was the appropriate time to explain. Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim, Asura, Makkas, Kriyas, Yam Suf, and then takes us into the Midbar, we eat man, and we hear Hashem talking to us, Hashem Elokecha, and there is a Mitzrayim. My younger is Sochem. You should know for all your generation, Kibesukoi so shafti as Bnei Yisrael. I made them sit in a sukkah, that is to remember. You should tell it for your children, sit in a sukkah to remember Hashem sat you in a sukkah. What does it mean? Some machloikas relate to Rekiva, relate to Ananiya Kovet, the clouds of Kovet. Big deal. So, what do you have to think? What's the difference? If you tell me that I went to I was hosted in Waldorf Astoria, remember, I hosted in Waldorf Astoria, I could understand. I'm sitting in the midbar in a desert. You're eating man min hashemayim, beirush and medium. And I'm sitting in Ananiya covered in the clouds. What is that to remember? My yedudai sech amitzna tov shein ayin aleph, thousand of years later, remember you were sitting in a sukkah. What do you have to remember? Well, that's your job in an effigy. What does it mean? The Mishnah says in other words, Kol Mashakur Rishboku Boro by Lomo and Chvoida Boro. Rishboku created the world, runs the world of 6,000 years. In the 6,000 years, you know, everything which there is, there's Kochema. There's a Kurishboku's glory there. Your job is to discover that glory, for the greater glory. Capture it. If you're wasting a moment, don't see a Kodesh Baruch in the picture, you wasted a beautiful opportunity. You see tragedy, unfortunately. There's Kodesh Shemayim. And you photograph Kodesh Shemayim. So Hashem gives us a homework. I took out of Mitzrayim, I didn't do anything. Sorem Makkas, Kriyas Yam Suf, I took it to Midbar. What did you do? You didn't lift a finger. I gave everything. What is your job? I put you on the Nanak of the clouds. What is a cloud? Cloud is cloudy in Kodesh Shemayim. Don't see Kodesh Shemayim. Ananim. El Kim Shechem Barofa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's in the clouds, in the fog, you don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Holocaust, tragedies, do we understand what Hashem is doing with us? No.
תשנות העסקות שמיים מדי עננים, discovered.
Discovery. And every time, in every situation, when you think, what do you think, Hashem, you are here, where is Kvod Shemayim here, you shoot a picture. That's after Semper Hashem. When you don't think, when you get disillusioned and get depressed and get to think, where is Hashem in the picture, you wasted a beautiful opportunity. When you took the world, I would say, like in South Africa, you have one of the most expensive diamond mines that under the syndicate has an entry over there. Let's say you got a license to get into there for a certain time, and they tell you, say, don't waste time. Everything is a diamond. And the more shiny outfit it is, it's also diamond, the cheap ones. The more muddy, you have to sweat, you have to work very hard, the more expensive the diamond is. The world is a mine. That whatever you touch is caught your mind. And discover it, polish it, grab it, capture it, shoot it. Begin to, so Hashem is giving us, why did I demonstrate it myself to you? Why did you took out from Sam Sodom Marcus and gave you everything? That you have a job to do. I made you sit in a sukkah in a nani akoma. That you see, you clouded, you fogged, you don't see. But there isn't a gram of a cloud that don't have Kvod Shemayim in it. And you say, Baruch Elokeinu, thank Hashem, Shebaron, you created me in the Chvoida to discover the Kvod Shemayim. I have a job to do. That's the Nefesh. You're using your mind, of course, without the direction and explanation of Torah, you will never find the Kvod Shemayim. So we say every morning, Baruch Elokeinu, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you created me for what? The Nefesh was here for what? The Chvoida, to discover you, Kovat. We separate us from the rest of the world, which they are mistaken. They don't know. They don't see Hashem in everything. By what you separated us, how could I discover Kvod Shemayim in everything? But not only Torah Hashem, it's a game that that's called Das Torah. Ah, you don't see results. You suffer, you go from one picture to the other picture, other Kvod Shemayim, and you can't develop it. Chayo Oilam, not Abisachena. Kodesh Baruch Hu planted in us eternity. You discover Kvod Shemayim, you shoot a picture. It's an idea, it's a planting. Planting grows. That's called Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden grows pears. What does it grow? What you had planted. What did you plant? You planted what you believed. What Kvod Shemayim believed. That's what you had planted. In other words, there's nothing as meaningful as thinking, seeing Kvod Shemayim in every situation, in every circumstance. And whatever you think, whatever you load with your thinking, that's what is going to grow. And if you don't think anything, you may physically do that mitzvah, you're going to have it, but it's empty. But Victor Miller said, Titus, lo niga lo rik, we shouldn't toil for nothing. Mitzvah, what's the toil for nothing? We do mitzvahs, we're putting on film, we do things, we're getting married, we're having children, but it's empty. It could have been loaded with so much thinking of Kvod Shemayim. You have a child, but how much is your mind there? What you delivered in it? Let me give a life example. A person is expecting his 13th child. Actual story. And there was one child was born, a dead child, and was a few caesareans before, and the person is very worried. He's going to labor. Expected in chat, and the person says, well, we daven. So I said, yes, we have to daven. So I said, you know, you have in front of you now a situation that you're worried. Justified to worry. There could be four results out of this birth. Four future things could happen. Are you ready for all four of them? Are you ready to accept what you mind for all four of them? Or you don't want to know about it? He says, I don't want to tell it to you because you're pretty nervous. I'm going to make you even more nervous. So you're actually, something is expected of you. One of four things may happen. One, which the most desires, everything is fine. Nice, healthy baby, mazel tov, thank you. The mother is fine. The child is fine. Thank you very much. Of course, Kvod Shemayim. Why not? Every guy would say Kvod Shemayim with such a circumstance. Second possibility, a dead baby is dead.
that your pregnancy, your labor pains, everything, unfortunately, I don't get. Are you ready? A third possibility, a Down syndrome child, a vegetable, autism, you might have all a lifetime problems. Fourth possibility, your wife passed away, the child passed away, you have a big funeral, leaving a 12-year son in the heart. I was ready to say thank you, Kol Shemayim. We don't realize, Hashem puts us, we are chosen to do Rotzon Hashem. I'm getting married, having children. Said to him, there's nothing greater than our time of today to give a gift of Kodesh Baruch Hu, to bring a child for Hashem. That's the greatest thing that you could do. To give Hashem chesed. Amen, the word is, Tichle Kol Hashem Shibuguf. I bring Nachal Hashem, Nachal Hashem. Because every Jew is accounted for, and if a Jew is missing, Mashiach cannot come. And it's up to us. The woman doesn't have to get married to begin with. She gets married, she volunteers, she brings a child to the world, you bring a child. You know where you bring the child to? How are you going to feed him? How are you going to carry him? You just think about us bar mitzvah already in debt. Never mind getting married. putting in institutions, right? So, but the mitzvah, we're all doing it. Baruch Hashem, we become all toy mitzvahs. We have children, we don't think. It's a mitzvah. But how much content isn't this mitzvah? How much you think? So to now, before you're giving birth, you could say Hashem, listen, I am here to serve you. Whatever is going to come up, any of the four, I'm going for that. Nani Akovet, do you understand? It may be biggest chiddush Hashem. You're going to the funeral of your wife, even try to serve him. You have to say Baruch Alkenshem, Baruch Ata Hashem, dynamics, accepting. Chayvon mevorech al olo, kashem shemevorech al otov, the same, the dar shleimu benefesh chafetzes of the shalom. You have to accept this between the dust, that you want it. Why? Because this is my crown at Rosem v'Rashem. So why Dam should be good? Because I'm a normal person, Hashem said to Dam to be everything good. It doesn't mean that you have to listen to me. We have to try, we have to bait. And this is what the Goyim says, at the Goyim. David HaMelech says, Toiv lachsos b'Hashem miftoyach bo'odam. Toiv lachsos b'Hashem miftoyach v'nedivim. Says the Goyim, what does it mean to lachsot v'liftoach? Lachsot means you're under his auspices, doesn't promise anything. I'm under his umbrella. I'm under chasuto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm under your umbrella. Do with you whatever you want. Liftoach means a particular haftocha. You're before birth, you have a chiyuv to be lefteach bo'odam, take a good doctor, take the best doctor, spend money for a good private doctor. It's a mitzvah lefteach bo'odam. It's a mitzvah to daven, lefteach benedivim, tzadikim, go for sgulis, go for tzadikim to daven. But the toiv is not what you took a good doctor. The toiv is not because you rely on the tzadik, he promised everything's going to be good. You know what the toiv is? Lachsa is Hashem. I'm under Hashem. Whatever you're going to do me, it's fine. Does not mean that you shouldn't take a good act. Does not mean you shouldn't dabble for the best thing. But what is toif? Lachso is Hashem. I'm accepting whatever Hashem is giving. And that could only be done with machshava, with deep machshava. When a person panics, a person, don't talk to me like that. I can't take it. I'm crazy. But you missed an opportunity. This is called the migalarik. Says Rabbi Kamila, you're doing things, you brought something into the world, but it could have been so much filled with so much covered, Kvod Shemayim, when you lost this Bashem. Well, I name it Abaholo, that's already my interpretation. So I don't want to say it in his name because may he not agree with me, so it's not right to say it in his name. But Nigal Rika quoted to Rabbi Kamila, now name it Abaholo, he should be born into panic with himself. Imagine he's a young man, got married, lived together with his wife 60 years, Baruch Hashem, slowly, and children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, built the whole compound, the whole achuzah, Eskenayner. He's not panicking, he built them slowly, step by step. He's familiar with every part which he had built. He went through all his ups and downs, right? Imagine all of these accomplishments. The man is getting married. The next day, he says, you got a package, you got the whole thing. He would panic, he wouldn't know what to do with it. You don't know what you're doing with it. Well, if he for 60, 70 years, 80, 90 years, with so many mitzvahs and everything, slowly, slowly, slowly. But you had not put in those thoughts that you're just picking now. You didn't develop the Ananya Kofet. You're going to go up there, you're going to see unbelievable what you had accomplished, but it's not yours. You just don't know what to do with that. You shouldn't be surprised. But when you think now, you go step by step thinking, Lachsas Vashem. There was many times, if it's about you become a freaky. You don't care about anything, you're always happy, lucky. No. I don't remember the Lachsas Vashem and go home. He said, with that, go Adam, take doctors, go work, do Ishtabas. You tell Benedim, Mispala, go to Tzaddikim, try the best. We have to do both. But the Torah is Lachsas Vashem, it's more than Miftah Abodah, maybe Miftah Benedivim. That's very personal. If you don't understand that we are here to fill our nefesh, and you can't fill our nefesh only if you have, as the Rambam says, with das, that's sacred. Using your sacred. And you will see today the whole world is attacking us. Do anything what you want but without thinking. Get addicted to this, get addicted to this. Do everything compulsively. Today many people suffer from OCD. Everything is compulsive. Because we just gave up our mind. We don't think. Think a moment. Why are you doing that? Why am I doing it? I could accept all the bad things that is happening. The sin survive because I'm not even here. I know what I'm going to develop over there. So why do you have to? You have to be normal. That is the main thing. So you see today, as I always say in America, they made a survey how people think if they think all together. The result was maybe 1% of people are thinking. This is a millionth of a percent. But anyway, they came up. Maybe 1% of people are thinking. 4% of people, they think they are thinking. And 95% of people rather die than think. Don't let me think. Why? Because thinking is painful. Yosef Das, Yosef Machov. If someone else is the most sacred, we put in more pain days. So when this man comes to me and says, everything should be fine, I start to say, yeah, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry. I put in more dust. Think about it. You know, many things could happen. You may go on the funeral of your wife. Are you ready to accept? If that's what Hashem wants. Why are you putting salt on my wounds? I went up around them. Well, this is Yosef Das. Think! Because that's all what you take with you. That's all what you have. That is the Besukoi so shaft has been destroyed. After all the revelations, you could trust the Rafa Kodesh Boku that I put you in a sukkah that you covered with the Nane Yaakovit. The Kvot Shemaim is clouded. And you discover it. Take it out. And accept them. And that's what you're recording. That's what you take with you. And that's what you're going to enjoy. Hashem says, you trusted me. You went through life through problems, difficulties, shalom bayis, with children, with everything, and said, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is your account. That cannot be done only with us. That's the nefesh of a person. So if we do this, not to Hashem, she deserves to seek what Shemayim will hear of you, maybe.